take a look at movies. There are a bunch of new movies hitting theaters this weekend, and so Rafer Guzman, our takeaway contributor and Newsday film critic, is going to walk us through them. Let's talk about the one that's obviously getting the most hype.
I gotta bring you in, Sova, face down.
Someone is going to try to kill the Russian president. You know that. Do something about that.
Come in and tell us
what
you know.
Should be worried about.
There's nowhere to run. Quit now.
I didn't do anything.
That is Angelina Jolie, the action movie star as Salt. Is this a good movie?
Well, Angelina Jolie is pretty good at it. You know, she's very physical. You know, as you know, it was supposed to be for Tom Cruise. At least
right.
He was on board for a while. They really only changed the name from Edwin to Evelyn. And I think that's kind of admirable. You know, I mean, she gets to dish out a lot of abuse. But I think what's also interesting is that she takes a lot, which you don't see female action heroes do that often. I do think the plot is pretty silly. And the script is, so the mechanics are kind of crude. The script's a very, it's kind of an old Cold War thriller, basically.
Yeah.
It's a little bit boys from Brazil, a little bit No Way Out.
It's straight out of the news headlines.
Dated.
Well, that's Sony got a real gift there with that Russian spy.
So if you liked Tom Cruise action movies, you'll probably like Salt.
I think you'll probably like Salt. I gave it about halfway on the meter.
Well, I want to hear your prediction about the success of Ramona and Beezus. This is obviously a movie that's designed for kids.
You don't worry about coloring inside the lines, you know?
Huh?
You're your own person. You don't care what other people think. It's brave being how you are.
Sometimes I color inside the lines. It really depends on the picture.
It's an odd sort of pensive moment for the character Ramona Quimby that I often think of as being really just out there and energetic and crazy. But what do you think this movie's, how do you think this movie's going to do?
I think it could probably fare well. I mean, I think most movies that are geared towards kids these days are, you know, hyped up action, fantasy, adventure kind of films. This sounds like it's got a much more calm and kind of girl-oriented, message to it. My question, you know, and Selena Gomez is in it. You know, she's like a very hot Disney property at the moment, so she's got a fan base. My question is whether or not kids are going to recognize the brand name of Ramona and Beezus. You know, that book series goes back to our childhood.
Certainly,
and possibly before,
my childhood.
Yeah, and I remember people reading that when I was a kid. I'm not so sure they read it now. There's so much other Harry Potter and Percy Jackson and Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Apprentice and Toy Story.
Yeah,
3
exactly. And that, you know, the Beverly Cleary books may have been pushed to the back of the library shelf, if kids go to libraries anymore.
I loved them. All right. So here's the trivia question for you, Rafer.
Yes.
As you mentioned, the role of Salt, originally intended for Tom Cruise, played by Angelina Jolie in the movie.
Yes.
What famous horror movie featured a lead character that was originally intended for a man but was played by a woman in the film?
If this counts as a horror film, I'm going to guess Alien.
You are correct, sir.
Cipher.
All right.
We also have a listener in Lashua, New Hampshire, who texted us very quickly to 69866. It's not quite, but congrats to a listener in Springfield, Massachusetts. They got it right, but they said Alien instead of Aliens. It's plural.
Oh, Aliens. It's, Aliens was the second one. Alien
right.
is the right answer. Yeah, so it's confusing.
It's a little confusing.
Yeah. NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With 3 updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.